All electromagnetic waves are transverse waves that travel at the same speed, or velocity, in a vacuum. To simplify things, we assume that the speed of electromagnetic waves in air is the same as that in a vacuum.
There is a continuous spectrum of M waves, and the waves transfer energy from the source to the absorber of the wave. Wavelength versus frequency.
As you move from gamma rays to radio waves, the wavelengths increase and the frequencies decrease.
Gamma rays have the shortest wavelength and the highest frequency. Radio waves have the longest wavelength and the lowest frequency. Wave energy.
Electromagnetic waves transfer energy from the source of the wave to an absorber of the wave. Gamma rays also carry the most amount of energy than any other wave in the electromagnetic spectrum.
Wave energy increases with frequency.
Wave energy decreases with wavelength.
7 types of wave. The electromagnetic spectrum can be split into 7 types of wave.
In order of highest frequency to lowest, the 7 types are gamma, X-ray, ultraviolet, UV, visible, infrared, microwave, and radio waves.
Transverse waves.
Electromagnetic waves are composed of both a disturbance in the electric field in one plane, as well as a disturbance in the magnetic field in a perpendicular plane. The plane containing each disturbance is also perpendicular to the direction of propagation, so electromagnetic waves are transverse waves. Electromagnetic waves can be produced by electrical circuits and by changes in atoms.
Electrical circuits.
Oscillations, repeating variations, in electrical circuits can produce radio waves. When radio waves are absorbed, they can create an alternating current with the same frequency as the radio wave itself. This means that radio waves can lead to oscillations in an electrical circuit.
Changes in atoms.
Changes in atoms and the nuclei of atoms can result in electromagnetic waves being generated or absorbed over a wide frequency range. Gamma rays originate from changes in the nucleus of an atom. A periodic wave is a wave with an amplitude that repeats itself over time. The most common periodic waves are sine or cosine waves. These waves can be written in the form x equals a cosine omega t, which is equal to a cosine 2 pi ft sine, and cosine functions are periodic over intervals of 2 pi. This means the amplitude of a wave with x equals a cosine omega t is the same as the amplitude of a wave with x equals a cosine omega t plus 2 n pi. Electromagnetic waves are sine waves.
Simple harmonic motion is described by periodic waves.
Synthesizers produce different periodic waves with different shapes that correspond to different sounds.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!